Thank you.
All you is fast in the Holy Ghost.
Very sure. Be very sure.
Very sure.
The anchor holds and grips the solid rock that comes before you this morning, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Minister Riley in his absence, Reverend McMillan, my lovely wife, and a good portion of my church family. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Lord, take now your servant's hand as I submit to you, Lord. Speak for me, Lord. As I hide behind your cross, Lord God, speak a word, Lord. For someone needs a word.
Yes, Father.
Someone is waiting for a word. Someone cannot make a move until you give them a word, Lord. Use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish. But speak a word, Lord, for we need to hear from on high, Lord. Not from me, not from someone else here. We need to hear from on high, Lord. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Father.
We come to you, Lord, because we know that you will not fail us. We come to you seeking, Lord, hear our cry. Come by here. Come by here, O Lord.
Yes, sir, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we will be coming from the gospel according to St. Luke, the physician, and we'll primarily be, we'll start in chapter 9, and then I'm going to go back and walk through chapter 8. If you would turn in your Bibles to St. Luke, chapter 9, starting with verse 57. Give you all the time to get there. Make sure I'm reading God's word and not Dwayne's word. Luke 9, verse 57, and this is the King James version that I'm reading from. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 2 years ago, I asked this congregation, there was many more there, we were out at the hotel. I asked them a question, where do we go from here? We were completing our fifth year. Mm-hmm. And of course, we just completed our seventh year. And this morning, I would like to just rephrase principally the same question. But this morning, for a topic we use, we've come this far by faith. Now what? We've come this far by faith. Now what? The song that everybody knows, this is, we come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in His holy word. He's never failed me yet. He said, oh, I think they do it seven times. Oh, oh, oh. Can't turn around. Come this far by faith. And we've all come this far by faith. May not all be your faith. See, some of us have come this far by my mother's faith.
All right.
My sister's faith. And somebody that was stronger than me, so when I was dipping and dodging, somebody was still holding on and asking God for me to look out for my child. And we've come this far by faith. And you might ask the question, how far is this far? It's further than where you started from. But it's not that far.
All right.
You know, if I said I was going to walk that far, and I was talking about the back of the church, uh-huh. When I get out of here, I would say that I've gone this far.
Uh-huh, this far.
So this far is not that far.
That's right.
But it's further than where I started from.
Yes, yes.
You might ask yourself a question, that getting this far, was I truly leaning on the Lord? Uh-huh. You know, was I leaning or was somebody else leaning? And I got this far. Now I might ask myself the question, did I get this far trusting in His holy word? Do I sit around and wonder how I got this far?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then you ask yourself the question, has He failed me yet? Do I feel like He's failed me? Has He always been there? When I knew that I was not deserving, but has He always been there? Did He pick me up when I didn't even know that He was there, like the footprints in the sand? Did He carry me?
Yes, yes, yes.
When I thought He was not there. I was ministering with someone yesterday, and we got to that point. We asked the question that said, do you ever feel like God has left you all alone? And
all right, then.
But yet you are still here and you're still going. So God is carrying you, and mm-hmm. He knows what you're going through.
Yes.
He's never failed me yet. He's always on time.
Yes, he is. Always.
Have you ever asked yourself, am I doing all that God calls me to do?
Oh, yes.
Do I even hear him? Am I listening? Am I even interested in what he may be calling me to do? Am I searching to see what God is calling me to do? Am I just content with where I am? And perhaps you are where you ought to be. Nobody can say where each other are, you know, my this far. It's not your this far.
All right. Yes.
We've come this far by faith. And some of us may say, well, I may not be all that I'm supposed to be, but I'm too old to change now.
All right.
And somebody else might say that I'm too young to be concerned. I know I need to do something, but
yes.
I'm going to do it as soon as I... You can fill in the blank.
Yes, yes.
I got good intentions. But you know, sometimes those same good intentions get in the way of better intentions. And you block yourself. What God has, somebody sung it, what God has for you is for you, but sometimes you never get to it because of your good intentions.
All right now.
God got something better for you,
yes.
But you can't get to it because
yes.
You're stuck on your good intentions.
Come on now.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Paul says in Philippians, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting all those things that are behind me, and I reach forth unto those things which are before me. I press.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you. That's where I'm at, in my walk. I'm pressing on it.
Yes.
You know, some of them say, well, that's the pastor. And then they might look and try to figure out where my this far is.
All right.
But it really doesn't matter because I'm not that far.
All right. Yes, sir.
But I do know that I'm pressing on this. The higher I get, the more I realize what it is that I don't understand.
All right.
Understand all that God has for me is bigger than me.
Yes, yes.
We've come this far by faith. Before we look at today's scripture, I want to just walk with you through Jesus and his disciples and his followers and his apostles, and in case sometime you know, an apostle is a disciple, and a follower might be an apostle, but it's all three. It's three groups that I want you to look at: followers, disciples, and apostles. So Jesus, once he started preaching, he had a big flock of people that would follow him around.
That's right.
And you heard read this morning the scripture coming from Luke 8, and it talked about the sore. But you see, when Jesus had his followers, it's one thing that he knew. He knew that before they could even consider really following him, they needed to know how to hear him.
That's right. Need to hear him.
So he talked about four types of people, if you will. And most of the time, people apply this to those who are seeking salvation, but we need to look at it as those who have already been saved. How do we continually hear the word of God?
All right.
Do we hear the word and before we can get out of the door, we let Satan take it away from us?
Yes, that's what he means.
Do you hear the word and immediately ignore it? That's not for me. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Do you allow the cares of this world to make your hearing of no effect? I'm so busy, so engrossed in the world that I hear God's word, but I can't really get it applied to my life because I'm too busy.
All right now. Too busy. Thank you, Father.
Or do you hear God's word and let it marinate in your heart and in your mind so that it bears fruit? So that you can face life. Not just talk about it, but face life. Jesus knew. He said, before they can follow me, they need to know how to trust me.
Right. Need to know how to trust me.
Luke 8:22 says, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jesus gives a command, and they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And there came a storm of wind on the lake. Have you ever been in life and you feel like Jesus is asleep?
Oh, yeah.
And you want to say, Lord, don't you see what I'm going through?
Yes.
The boat was filled with water and they were in jeopardy. But remember, Jesus had said, let us go to the other side. So they ran and they awoke him, saying, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the rage of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Jesus knew that before they could consider following him, they had to realize that he's a miracle worker.
All right, yeah.
Luke 8:43 says that followed him. The crowds were following him, and then a woman with an issue of blood, and she had had it for 12 long years. My Bible tells me that she had spent all of her living upon physicians, and none of them could heal her.
Yes.
But she came behind Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
And she touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of blood was gone.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, who touched me?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
They had to know that he's a miracle worker.
Yes, he is.
Jesus knew that before they could consider following him, they had to be empowered to serve.
Empowered to serve.
Luke 9, first verse, and then he called his 12 disciples together. And he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He empowered them.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah. Jesus knew that before they could consider following him, they had to see that he could make a way out of no way. Luke 9 and 12 says it, when the day began to wear away, and then the 12 came to him and said unto him, Lord, send the multitude away.
Send them away, Lord.
There's too many of them out here. It's 5,000. And my Bible tells me it was 5,000 followers. And those were just the men. That did not consider the women and the children. So that was more than 5,000. And the disciples, they said, all we got is two fish, five loaves of bread. They sound like they might be selfish to me, but they said, Lord, send them away. Tell them to go somewhere and eat. Give them a lunch break or give them something so they'll go away, because it's not enough for all of us. But Jesus didn't just say, I'll feed them. Jesus said to his disciples, you feed them. I want you to weigh that statement.
Yeah.
He said, you feed them. Where is your faith?
Where is it?
You speaking to the Lord now. You feed them. You feed them with your faith. Do you believe that God can make a way out of no way? Don't worry about how. Just start serving the two fish.
Yes, sir.
And the five loaves of bread.
Yes. He's a way maker.
The Bible tells me that they fed 5,000.
Yes.
All of the women and the children, and when they finish, he said, now don't leave the leftovers. They tell me they took up 12 baskets.
12 baskets, yes.
Jesus can make a way out of no way.
Oh, yes, he can.
Just because you can't see it.
Yes.
If you could see it, then it would not be faith.
That's right.
God can make a way out of no way.
He's a way maker. Hallelujah.
Jesus knew that before they could consider following him, they had to know Jesus for themselves. It says, not good enough for you to follow my God. You got to make him personal.
Yes.
You got to develop a personal relationship. You must know who your maker is. You must form a bond with your creator.
That's right.
Jesus asked him, whom does the crowd say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah, but Jesus said, but who
do you say
I am?
All right.
Who do you say that I am? Then Jesus looked at the crowd and he said to them all, if any man will come after me,
let
him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You see, when you seek to discover God's call in your life, if you really seek God, you will enter into a period of discernment.
Yes.
When you pray, when you get on your knees at night, or when you lay in your bed at night and you call on Jesus and you are determined that you won't let go until he blesses you, then if you just keep holding on, keep calling on his name, then you will enter a period of discernment and Jesus will start to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Dictionary defines discern as to separate, to sort out, to sift through. Have you ever laid it in the bed at night and it's so many world things on your mind, so much going on. You usually don't have to look far. You don't even have to look into the news. You can look into your own families and you can see where the world is just overwhelming you, and you need to sort out and to sift things so that you can see God clearly. That you can discern his voice, because if you're not careful, you'll hear a voice.
That's right.
But you won't know where it's coming from if you're not discerning God's voice.
Hallelujah.
You see, spiritual discernment is a time when you can see through the eyes of your heart. When you choose to follow Jesus. Lord, take my life and do with me what you wish. Lord, take me out of my concern for myself and guide me, Lord, because I'm trusting in you.
Yes, sir.
Watch out. You see, because the world will grip you. If you're not careful, the world will take away the word that God has given you right now. He said, it's all about me. You're not in control and you never were.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
Lord, thank you, God.
Yes, sir. You got it all in control.
Somebody say, he ain't talking to me. I know I got my thing together.
Jesus.
I got things in place. I got this God against that. I got it all figured out. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
When you discern God's call, it's a time when you open yourself up to God's will, and it's an opportunity to allow your heart to guide your mind. Allow your heart to guide your mind. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Luke 9:57, and I'm almost done. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man, I like the way Luke says that, a certain man, it didn't say he was an apostle, it didn't say he was a disciple, it didn't say he was a follower, it didn't say he was not you or I, but it just said a certain man.
A certain man. Mm-hmm.
said, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Let me give you some warnings as I go through. You see, Jesus said to me, he said, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. So I want to give you a warning. Don't accelerate until you investigate.
Amen.
Don't just go jumping on, I'm on fire for the Lord. Don't go running off when you don't know what it requires. Don't run out there. Jude warns you, don't run out there messing with the devil. If you don't have Jesus with you, don't go out there trying to fight the devil. So don't accelerate. Don't go too fast. Don't go too far too fast. But investigate the cost. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead. And that's been taken out of context so much. People think that what the Lord is just insensitive and said, why won't he let him go and bury his daddy? Uh-huh. His daddy could have been 40 years old. He was not talking about burying his daddy. He was talking about when his daddy dies.
Okay.
So it does not say how this person that Jesus is saying, follow me, does not say how old that person. The person might be 20 years old and his father 40. Might live to be 80. In other words, he was just procrastinating. That's the second warning. Don't procrastinate because of fear of failure. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow,
all right,
and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Don't hesitate because of uncertainty. Now, I want to just tell you what you ought to do. If you've decided to follow Jesus, number one, be determined to reach your destination. Romans 15:13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So be determined to reach your destination. Number two, understand that only God can cover your past and direct your future. You know how when you've done something and people keep saying to you, watch her, she's going to go right back to what she used to do. But God can cover all of that up. God can handle your past. God can wipe your past away. And all it is a reminder to you not to slip into the same holes again. So trust God with your past. And allow God to direct your future. Proverbs 3, my wife's favorite scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. And number three and final. Understand that this far is a personal progress report. It And here's your test as we close. Have you gone so far that you can discern the voice of God amidst all of the world noise? Can you hear him clearly? Then you've gone this far. Do you really trust God? Really, really, really trust God? Then you've gone this far. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe that God is a miracle worker? Then you've gone this far.
All right.
Have you received the empowering Holy Ghost?
Oh, yes.
Since you believed?
Yes.
Then you've gone this far.
Okay.
Do you believe that God can make a way out of no way? No matter what it looks like or what it seems like, do you really believe that God can make a way out of no way?
Yeah. Right.
Then you've gone this far.
All right.
Do you know who God is? Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Can you call on your God? Not my God. Can you call on your God? Do you have to go to somebody to get through to God? Or can you call on your God knowing that he hears your voice?
Yes. Thank you, God.
And that he's always there.
All right now.
Then if you do, if you can call on God, then you've gone this far. Hallelujah. How far is this far? Where am I? Songwriter says as I close, wherever you are, you ask the Lord, just as I am, where I am, how much I understand, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou that thou biddest me to come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Listen to this verse, and I'll close. Just as I am, though tossed about, going through anything in your life, everybody's life just going smooth. Have to get some bumps.
Okay. Yes.
How good you are, how good your job is, or where you're. Sometimes you hear dips and bumps. So don't toss the bow with many a conflict and many a doubt.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about running around telling somebody how great your faith is. Tell God.
And yes. Hallelujah.
And tell him to increase my faith and remove any doubts that I may have.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Fightings and fears within and without. You can't tell anybody. Nobody knows what you are going through. Nobody but you and your God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God. Thank you, God.
But you tell him to take me, Lord, where I am, just as I am.
Yes, sir, Lord.
A man have only gone this far.
Lord, thank you, God.
The Lord is my intent to go that far.
Thank you, Lord.
We've come this far by faith. And faith will take you home.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for taking us where we are.
Yes, sir, God.
Just as we are. Thank you, Lord, for waiting until we turn around, until we saw the light, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for when we slip that you will pick us back up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, for thou art worthy. We pray now, Lord, for your guidance. Lead, guide, and direct us. It's in Jesus' name we pray.